Freeform Listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you, President Monaco, and welcome to today's show. My name is Spencer Wells. Thank you so much for joining us right here inside our studios. Really cool to have Tony Monaco, our president, doing that introduction. We have a great show for you today. We are going to get right into it, and we are talking today a lot about our political system, because it is, you know, it's a lot of stuff's happening. So what we're going to do today, talk a little bit about Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and then we'll talk a little bit about actually, Bernie Sanders. He's been in the news, some interesting things happening with him in multiple different ways, so stick around for that. Of course, though, in the middle, we're going to have an amazing middle-of-the-hour mix for you to get you going, to get you powered through the start of your week, however you may be listening, whether it be online, whether it be through our podcast on the Spencer Walsh Radio Network, Spreaker.com/user/TSWS, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. We're going to get right into it. All right. So I do want to start by getting into this CNN article here, which I found to be personally very, very interesting, because it talks a lot about the progressives and the role that they played in this. And it was very interesting because for a long period of time, they kind of seemed to have the people, they were the people who, more than anything, I think, were the new players on the scene, the people who were kind of the unknown commodity. And for a bit, they were very encouraging and very, very exciting and very electrifying. They were pushing the boundaries of what a lot of people thought was possible in Washington negotiations, when the progressives just caved with the moderates, and the moderates would get exactly what they want. But that did, for a little bit, change this time. Let's get into the CNN article. So soon after Missouri Representative Cori Bush accused Senator Joe Manchin of espousing anti-black, anti-child, anti-women, and anti-immigrant position. I mean, I would argue that, you know, I would support that. I would say that that's a fair statement. Another House progressive was on national TV with a sharply different message, and that was Ro Khanna. So, again, it really just does show you a bit of, you know, the left movement in the House was never anything too great to begin with, but it was, in the wake of the Bernie Sanders campaign, the only real voice, the only real influence that left-wing members of the Democratic Party felt that they had in any kind of, you know, Biden administration moves. And they really did do a lot for Biden under the kind of assumption that, yes, they would have a seat at the table. You know, activists did, I'm talking about, that they would have a seat at the table come administration time. And a big part of that is, you know, you can't just be all, you know, Biden Manchin shutting us out. Progressives have to be assertive. And this is not something that is assertive. This is, frankly, it's embarrassing. It is pathetic, and it is totally not at all what any of the, you know, the people who have poured their heart and souls into, you know, really supporting and caring about these politicians have, you know, wanted to see. And this does kind of show you what happens when people get sucked into the Washington void. It almost seems to you like, you know, this next paragraph, just embarrassing. This is humiliating for Ro Khanna, who's supposed to be one of the kind of leading light elder statesmen of the progressive movement, and has just fundamentally not been able to, just fundamentally has not been able to exercise any kind of muscle here. Just has not been able to do it. So the next day, Texas Representative Henry Cuellar, a guy who, by the way, gets NRA endorsements regularly, and he has much more influence in the grand scheme of the course of the Democratic Party than Ro Khanna ever will, which I think should tell you a lot about the Democratic Party as the institution in the whole, invited Ro Khanna along for this kind of like struggle session type, trek. With a handful of other House members to go across the Capitol and meet Manchin in the Senate cloakroom. Manchin was aware of Khanna's remarks and thanked him, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. So it's like, yeah, Henry Cuellar is another leading moderate. He almost got all these progressives up, you know, stood them up and was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to be calling and we're going to be talking to, Joe Manchin. We're going to apologize. You know, you're going to say how sorry you are for everything that you've done. You know, like, it's really, it is quite insidious, I have to say, that kind of culture in the House. And it's just, you know, these five or six octogenarians in leadership who everyone kind of has to curry favor towards, and that's just pretty much just about it. So the episode illustrated efforts by a group of House and Senate progressives to work behind the scenes to build goodwill with the Senate's most unpredictable moderate, who has the power to sink President Joe Biden's expansive agenda and many progressive parties simply by pointing his thumb down. So again, this is another a perfect example of the framing that the media has pushed, Joe Manchin has pushed, and Joe Biden and the progressives have completely allowed themselves to fall into. Because I think what the progressives have seen here is like, you know, Biden doesn't really have our back. We're not going to be able to do too much, so kind of let's just kind of cower and hide. There's no other source of kind of like mobilization we can do. I think at a certain point, what has to happen here, I'm not saying, you know, the progressive will have the capability to really call on people. I think they should use their best to kind of call on organized power. But what they should also do here, if you're a progressive, what I would like to see in this situation is put the pressure on Joe Biden, publicly, privately, saying this is Joe Biden's agenda and he's not fighting for it. And, you know, kind of illustrate all the ways that he could be challenging these right-wing members and actually weighing some serious influence on them. I've talked about them in my work here on this show and on my podcast, Newsflash, where you find your podcast on the Spencer Walsh Radio Network. Like, there are ways, there are things that he could do that he is just not doing. That is a very important and very illustrative and key fact, I think, here when it comes to processing what we see in the Senate and this really kind of important legislation and things that, you know, so many things are going to be very, very important for the future that the Democrats are just not going to be able to do. They only really got one thing done. Like, the Biden presidency has been pretty much dead in the water since, like, throughout the course of these negotiations. They really just have let things go to pot, almost, I would say. So, Let's go a little bit further here in the article. In private, Manchin has had cordial conversations with House Progressives Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal of Washington State, but he has also informed her that she doesn't have leverage over him, according to sources familiar with the matter. So pretty much what these conversations, I mean, I imagine have to be like are, oh, you know, Joe Manchin, you want to do this thing for me? No, you don't want to do, like, you know, it's not about being friends with Joe Manchin because Joe Manchin is controlled by these interests. He's not controlled by any kind of normal political consideration. So the idea here, most importantly, that progressives have to take away is Cori Bush has the right tact. You have to pressure Joe Manchin to find the vulnerabilities. You have to poke the holes through, you know, whatever means necessary, because Joe Manchin is not functioning here like a normal politician might. Like, you know, the standard political science would tell you, oh, Joe Manchin's just worried about getting reelected. You know, these are certain things you're going to have to do to pressure him. He's a moderate in a kind of a very right-wing state. All that normal stuff does not apply here. Like, this is a very popular bill. This is something that the president supports. This is something a lot of people in West Virginia support. Something that Joe Manchin does not support for clear political, or not political, clear financial reasons. Clear financial reasons. And he just does not have any sort of, you know, he just does not care, I think, about, you know, finding the truth about that. He just does not care about that at all. After months of intense scrutiny on his positions, Manchin now stands poised to have the final word on Biden's agenda, assuming the House Democratic leaders can muscle through their version of the Build Back Better plan, which stands at roughly $1.9 trillion as soon as next week. Which today was actually supposed to be the day, November 15th, was supposed to be the day that would get done. So it looks like progressives are, you know, we're following that. It's kind of a story for maybe next week, just kind of process how that whole thing went down. But one thing that we can certainly tell you is that Build Back Better bill that Manchin has been putting a lot of pressure on is supposed to pass today, and it will be certainly tough to imagine it actually passing. All right. Progressives are not the only one having a bit of a struggle. Kamala Harris, our historic vice president, is as well. I'll tell you why in just 1 minute. Stick right where you are listening to WFMO.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
That is definitely a very, very important message to keep in mind, especially if you're listening to this station here today on the roads. Anyway, let's get into some more news here, talking about Kamala Harris. There's been a big piece. There's been, as they call it in the UK, Kamala Harris has been briefed against in CNN right now. There has been some pretty bad leaks coming about her, out about her from the Biden administration. It is very interesting to see that as we look for, you know, the kind of dynamics for the future of the Democratic Party. Odds on right now, I'd have to say, you know, the way Joe Biden's doing is not great. There have been bad poll after bad poll. I think a lot of it's going to be dependent on the midterms, but the early favorites for 2024, I have to say, would be a rematch of Trump and Biden. When I tell people that, like, you know, what, really? You know, but I think that's what it is right now. But there has been some articles kind of suggesting recently about how Harris and Buttigieg will be the future of the Democratic Party. And for reasons we'll get into in this article, that is just absolutely hilarious. So worn out by what they see as entrenched dysfunction and lack of focus, key West Wing aides have largely thrown up their hands at Vice President Kamala Harris and her staff, deciding there simply isn't time to deal with them right now. Almost like, you know, a problem child you gotta, like, dismiss away. Here about, again, this is in CNN, especially at a moment when President Joe Biden faces multiple legislative and political concerns. The exasperation runs both ways. Interviews with nearly three dozen former and current Harris aides, administration officials, Democratic operatives, donors, and outside advisors who spoke extensively to CNN reveal a complex reality inside the White House. Many of the vice president's circle fume she is not being adequately prepared or positioned, and instead is being sidelined. The vice president herself has told several confidants she feels constrained in what she's able to do politically, and those around her remain weary of even hinting at future political ambitions, with Biden's team highly attuned to signs of disloyalty, particularly from the vice president. So, which is kind of funny, because, you know, the idea that Biden's, you know, Biden's aides are running around the White House like, we must protect this, you know, 80-year-old man. You know, any disloyalty against him will be ruthlessly stamped out. You know, it's kind of funny to imagine that attitude happening inside the White House with everything going on. But yeah, she is a heartbeat away from the presidency. She could just be a year away from launching a presidential campaign of her own. However, another one, which is kind of funny given how, interestingly enough, the last one went, I should say. So she will either, you know, go through with a political bid in 2024, or she, you know, in a really crazy world, like, I know I said it's likely, but it is still crazy that she is going to be convincing people to elect someone who will be serving until they are 86 in Joe Biden for a second term. Defenders and people who care for Harris are getting more and more frantic when they're annoyed. Some pass around a recent Onion story mocking her lack of more substantive work, one with the headline, White House urges Kamala Harris to sit at computer all day in case emails come through. So, yeah, and our girl would be out there doing great things, you know, snarkily laughing at every reporter when they ask, you know, a question that Americans care about, you know, as Kamala Harris is wont to do. Another one, they apparently, now, apparently when they're depressed, they bat down the Aaron Sorkin-style rumor that Biden might try and replace her by nominating her to a Supreme Court seat, which is going to be interesting. The chatter has already reached the top levels of the Biden orbit, according to one person who's heard it. You know, at first, Joe Biden actually have to exert some political pressure to get frickin' the one liberal judge, why am I blanking on his name? I believe Breyer? To retire. So that actually has to happen first. But she's perceived to be in such a weak position that top Democrats in and outside of Washington begin to speculate privately, asking each other why the White House has allowed her to become so hobbled in the public consciousness, at least as they see it. Of course, you got your traditional statements, but there is a real, you know, there is a real problem. It's going to be very, very interesting to see this dynamic to kind of notice here that the White House is catching up to something that a lot of people have kind of caught on from really the primary. Anybody like looking at this, at least, you know, left-wing analysis is coming on, you know, she is very unpopular. She does not have a purchase with the constituents, the, you know, key constituencies inside the Democratic Party that she thinks she does, let alone the general public as a whole. She's about a 28% approval rating right now, which sounds about right. You know, given, you know, if you think about what part of the country she would appeal to and, you know, what percentage of that country, you know, that is overall in terms of the electorate, it's not very high. It is not very high. So with that being said, it is going to be very, very interesting to see how they manage that to be, you know, and the fact that discounting any, you know, left-wing figures, there is no bench. There is no kind of reserve of candidates that could be, you know, people are, that are in discussion to be nominated in 2024 should, I don't know, the Democrats not want to run somebody who's going to be literally 86 when they are done serving. All right, let's get right into it now. It's time for our mix. Very, very excited about this one. And this first one's a little bit of a shout out, a little bit of a, you know, nice acknowledgement that even though Corbin may have beaten me in I may have beaten actually Corbin in fantasy this week, that does not mean I can't be a gentleman and play, you know, a song that I think we both respect. Pooh Shiesty, Back in Blood, leading off our mix right here. Starting it off on the Spencer Walsh Show, you are tuning in. This is WMFO. Thank you so much for listening.
I got my own fire in the club. All they wolfing on the net. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this from you. Come get it back in blood. Come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X. Know who it was. It's story just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that from you. Come get it back in blood. Killer ain't dead, you sure wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Who ain't got, going go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post, RP, and Reezy in the dirt. You gotta know I go too far. They two O's up on this honey, one of them might stand for O-Block. About 20-some shots left up in the K, 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door unlocked and stop, I like getting on feet, park the car. Get up close, do them dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. These blue faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood, I don't give a fuck where we was. I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this from you, come get it back in blood. Back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodgers. Sure. Know who it was. It's story just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that from you. Come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking. Better get that in blood. Give my shorty them a dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little with that switch. I bet that switch up his nerve. The ops inside my city, look, bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh? No. He was dissing on my cousin, now his all in that wood. I wish he would come. V-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock. I wish he would run. His plan, I'm really icy. Really icy. Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog. But Pooh, you know I'm really shiesty. You told all them OT that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game. They really die. Get it.
I got my own fight. Don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this from you. Come get it back in blood.
That is Pooh Shiesty, Back in Blood there. We want you to hear what you want to hear, so call in if you have a request. 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. I may or may not be able to take your call, but I do want to give it a try. All right, we got a great, great mix for you. We're keeping it going. We're keeping the energy up. And we're going with a little bit of Lil Uzi Vert. Here, this here is going to be one, probably one of my most, you know, if I go to Uzi, you know, a little bit of a back and forth. Don't always rock with Uzi all the time. But when I do, the song that I rock with sounds a little bit similar like this. It's 20 minutes. I said, girl, why you keep calling? Uzi Class. I said, girl, why you keep calling? Yeah. She said, I need a new whip. Yeah. Again, call that request line. We want to hear you. 855-915-9636 for any comments, requests. You know what to do. It's the Spencer Walsh Show. Right here on WMFO.
Man in the crowd on the floor. Out of town, never saw her before. Told her, baby, we don't got that long. Listen, this not my city show, but I treat it like my city show. 20 more minutes into I'm on. 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 Yeah, I am not slow. Girls, you want me, cause I got the dope. Pass that girl right on my friend, give me cold. He passed me her friend, so they switching roles. I hit it fast, yeah, I hit it slow. Bye-bye the morning, girl, I gotta go. Gotta get ready, tonight is my show. If you okay, you might open my show. Got partners right under my nose. Deep max, I got all the dough. Max, I got all the dough. Changing my style, cause I got every flow. Got every girl, ain't no top in my home. I understand that it's your girlfriend, bro. But you know I gotta keep her close. I'll be your legs and I keep them close. Living life on the edge, on a tightrope. I am so clean, I might start moving slow. Drive a new Rari, I don't need to know. Drive a Bugatti like it's a bubble. I had your girl and you already know. Don't really like her, we friends for the most. Cube in the truck, got all on my chest. Don't leave a crumb, got the bread in your toast. If you start touching my gun, got no host. I put a coat on the top of my coat. Only 20 minutes before the show. I met that girl right up at my show. Left her man in the crowd on the floor. Out of town, never saw her before. Told her, baby, we don't got that long. Listen, this not my city show, but I treat it like my city show. 20 more minutes into I'm on. 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 Yeah, I am not slow. Niggas, you want me, cause I got the dope. Pass that girl right on my freaking be cold. He passed me her friend, so they switching roles. Damn, I just started it. Man, I just started it. Oh my God, please do not bother me. Don't got enough just to honor me. I'm on that tree like an ottoman. Money so long like a cardigan. You lied to me, wasn't sorry then. On the weekend, you was partying. It was your knee, it was targeting. It was your knee, it was targeting. Jump in the Porsche, my target. Jump in the lab, I ain't parking it.
Metro Boomin want some more. Oh, radio, 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 radio. Call up, radio, 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 radio. Radio, 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 radio. Call up, radio, radio, radio. Stand up in the motor, bust the dashboard. Stand up in the motor, bust the dashboard. Call up, radio, 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 radio. Candles burning, money burning, graveyard eating. Down I'm parking, big dog parking, hey. Players, players on me, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shout it, want that wave, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm drippin' Cartier, whoa, whoa, whoa. Put a gold bird on you, that's presenting. I put that lingo on her, she was Spanish. I feel the wine leader up a zero. It's continental and it's panoramic. It's complimentary to the sandwiches. F*** around with me, it'd be a tragedy. I want green, 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 no asparagus. I think later, it ain't embarrassing. Oh, wiggy, 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 wiggy. Call up, wiggy, 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 wiggy. Wiggy, 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 wiggy. Now she going, know that b*** going. I purchased Aviani, now she lit, huh? Wedding band rings on me lit, huh? Married to the game on the s*** huh? Whoa, 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 whoa. Made men. We ain't pulling up at cribs that we can't get. You can't pull up on Instagram, I ain't hit. And this shit telling lies about me, cause she ain't. She want a big, big dog status. I was in the alley with them nickel bag tally. Now I'm Taliban gang status, that was sadly. And you can't get close, cause you don't know me. It ain't no more dipping, dabbing, hanging low key. Deep, she see me and they panic. I can't believe it, I was on the corner gambling. Wiggy, 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 wiggy.
Hold up, wiggy. Stand up in the motor, bust the dash, bro. Stand up in the motor, bust the dash, bro.
It may be a little bit of a hot take, but to me, Future does continue to be underrated. We keep going with him here on the Spencer Walsh Show, but we're definitely trying to get that 2017, 2019 type of vibe for sure. Humble is definitely one way of going about it, but this one may be a little bit more of a throwback. This is A Boogie with a Hoodie, Kodak Black. I definitely remember what I was doing around the time of this song. Definitely, it was on the radio. It was a big hit. This is Drowning.
Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me. I'm drowning in water. I just bought a Cuban, dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down. I'm drowning. I just bought a Cuban ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down. I'm drowning. I'm with all my. I don't go nowhere without them. If they don't let us in, they might throw shots at the bouncer. Activist medicine, got it straight from out the doctors. I'm with RJ, but I call him Wayne, cause he's a shotter. Pick up the ladder, put it in the gun, make the nine stretch. Niggas with attitude, but we come straight out of High Bridge. I'm gon' make her panties wet when she see the way I flex. I'm gon' win a Grammy, move my family out the projects. We went from chillin' in the projects to making projects. We was trying to get to the top and they tried to stop us. I talk for myself, I don't need no voucher. She looked at my wrist and she looked at 100,000.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ups was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting checks.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
Whoa, if you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody. Always on the fucking job, I got no hobbies. Got the city fucking with it because I'm homegrown. Vibing, I'm more than my phone. No, leave me alone, me on my own, no.
Look, I cut the bit up like an edit. My daddy a G, it's genetics. I heard your new is pathetic. Your contrast should be shredded.
To my dogs on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, yeah, 1,000. Click stars studded like the Paramount money. Everything I do is righteous. Betting on me is the right risk. Even in a fucking crisis, I'm never on, so switching sides. I switch gears to the night shift. Blacking out cause I'm enlightened. God talk to me in silence, but I hear him every time, man.
Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank
Last
you
night
so much.
Took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that I was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting checks.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Look, I woke up in beast mode. With my girl, that's beauty in the beast mode. Bitch, I fight these niggas sleep though. Only thing that sold out is deceased though.
Never sold my soul, never done.
How dare you stand before me and I respect my authority. If you f*** my glory, I'ma drop the L and get gory. I done did everything except worry. Hella drama, my life story. Faith of a mustard seed, I kept growing. I knew that this life was meant for me. People change up more than wishing wells. Karma come around, I wish them well. Living like I'm on a limitless pill. I kill the scene like I'm Denzel. Crazy like my jacket strapped up. I don't act, but I act up. Brown paper bag like the lunch packed up. Back up. I'ma need like 10 feet or get stomped out with 10 feet. I'ma always lose my temper. You cannot count to 10 me. No. If I lose one, I bounce back like 2-3 did with 4-5. Seen courtrooms and court size. Ain't too many seen both sides.
No, no.
What you know? I'm taking back control. The underdog just turned into the wolf and the hunger steady grows. Yeah, I call shots while you call off. Never take it some more fall off. When you stay that committed to it, you just fall down and never fall off. So.
You know I bet you think it's all on track.
Going from two top-notch Beyoncé songs to one great Goldlink Tyler the Creator and J Prince song called You Say.
Push out your back, put your butt in it. Wanna love ya, but I do not wanna come in. So I dance with ya with the thought of us. And we dancing up in the corner, feeling for the corner pocket. So I ease you up for just a bit. Buy your drink, your half a sip. Then I tell you we should dip. You're grabbing me close and closer till you get a kiss. Push up your bra to the left, that's right. Now we in a car with a broke brake light. Thinking about the leg, the hit, the sex, the whip, the figure for leg lock, then we dip out.
You say, wanna party all day. You say, need it, love it, from it. You say, wanna party all day. You say, need it, so why waste time?
Boyfriend pissed off, smacking his lips off. The fact my lips are covered in your lip gloss. I say we should dip off out of here. Talk, speak, shed some words, grab a ear. Nah, you can't take off unless you Leo amigo. Swallow your pride and put aside your ego. Man, f- being modest, I'm just being honest. You seem whole cooked in them girls McDonald's, but nah, the beard is off. Niggas always dip and they duck the sauce. Rocks on my neck, I don't know the cost. Car out front like the Uber, Uber. We can hop in and you can top 10 the list that I wanted to hop in. List is full, so I'ma call it a night. And you ain't even my type, I'm all bark, no bite. I'm so sorry. Wasted time, I wasted time. Why you Dutchy wine? It's whatever. The sweat, it drips upon my sweater. It's hot in here, the outside's better. I'm leaving, leaving. You call me back, it's like emotions receding. Let's call it an evening, it's getting desperate.
Why waste time? You say,
One thing I have been really, really getting into as of late with hip-hop is getting back into some of those classic albums. And the one that really has been doing it for me as of late has been this one. It is the one that really, you know, it really is incredible. If you look at the career of Snoop Dogg, what he is in now, like the ads, all those ads he's in now, like for literally everything. He's doing shows with Martha Stewart. And this guy, you know, it's easy to forget. This dude, when it came to rap, like very, very few people went hard quite like him. This is Gin and Juice from Doggy Style, his first real album that kind of put him on the map.
I'm serious, dude. What y'all think about this, man? Hey, baby. Hey, baby, give me some bubblegum in this. I'm toast. All right, baby, get some heat, y'all. Study long, study wrong, man.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky, yeah, this shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping, cause my mama ain't home. I got sisters in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you look up for the bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking meadows, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dogg, funky, yeah, the dot went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. 9 trizz ain't the year's there for me to fuck up your shit. So I ain't holding nuts back, and motherfucker, I got 5 on the 20. That's just like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nugget on his back.
Yeah, so peep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must we drop gangsta.
What's
the
motherfucker name? Yeah. It's the bow to the wild, creeping and crawling, yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking house like every day. Drop this shit with my Mr. Dr. Dre, like I said. So can't with this, and niggas can't the fuck that. This that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucker pop. Tick tock, now with a glot, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers, then I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy.
Oh.
Never stop me, no, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse, and in no high still less fortunate. I do advise you run in, yeah. Running out back when you're breaking it down for me, cause I can hear you 2 times. Running on back, will it ever make sense to me? I got to do things my own way, darling. Will you ever let me? Will you ever respect me? No.
When I look outside my window, I can
glitter, I can make it go. Oh.
Heard you trying to sell your soul, baby. What on earth are you running low lately? I needed you to please get my reflection a break from the face it's seeing now. Oh, darling, would you mind giving my reflection a break from the pain it's feeling now?
I got to do things my own way, darling.
You should just let me where you ever respect me, no.
Do things my own way, darling.
You should just let me where you ain't never let me.
We keep going from strength to strength here on WMFO, from Consideration by Rihanna to a wonderful newer artist. This is Lay With You by Isaiah Rashad.
Who's that creeping in my window?
who's that? Who's that? And with my conscience, I was. Who's that? Creeping in my window. Who's that? Who's that? And with my conscience, I was. Who's that? Creeping in my window. Who's that?
We have time for just one more song here in our mix, and no better way to go out with one of the kings of Los Angeles, Nipsey Hussle with Roddy Ricch and Hit-Boy, Rax in the Middle. That's how we will be honored to go out of our mix here on the Spencer Walsh Show.
Yeah, I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
Where's lurking on her? Ain't show no mercy on her. We's going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us.
Let my tent to V12. Double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's, or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail. Once again, I prevail. Knew that was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build. See me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
Yeah, under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing. Court don't show forgiveness.
Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. Sip Dior with the flowers, 5 gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you died 30-something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated in the sign of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make you reappear. But I don't wipe them though. We just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you to live your life and grow. I tell you finish what we started, reach them heights, you know. Gas the V12 to the pipe and smoke.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
Another $1 million bill, that's just some regular. See my granny on the jet, some shit I never forget. Next day we flew to Vegas with my Puma Connects. We break bread, we ain't new to success. Blade music and best. Enterprise, take lucrative steps. Cold game, but I knew it was chess. As a youth in the set, learn the game, you a student at best. But it's a couple things you can expect. Just like money, no money, your shooters respect. Other shooters, we was both throwing my crew on your neck. I'm on the freeway in the drop, it got me losing my breath. I do the dash with the blues on the deck.
That is Rax in the Middle, Nipsey Hussle, Roddy Ricch there. What a song, what a song. And a great person, great story, and very, very sad loss for the hip-hop community, no doubt. We got about, 11 or so minutes left here of news to get through. And if you have any comment about any of it, anything happening on the show today, you know the number to call, 855-915-WMFO. I'll try to get you on the air. That is for sure, and we definitely want to hear that. You do want to start incorporating the audience opinion. If you're listening out there and you want to, have something to say, have a voice in the show, that would be certainly wonderful. But, speaking of someone who I personally find to be wonderful, Bernie Sanders. He is the senator, if you don't know, in Vermont, And he shares a state in the Senate with Patrick Leahy. He is a senator. He's the longest-serving Democrat in the Senate. He held a press conference on Monday morning in the Vermont State House and announcing that he will not be seeking re-election in 2022. Leahy stepping down obviously opens up the question of who's going to replace him. And you never thought Vermont politics could be this dramatic, because there is actually a real kind of primary balance. So Leahy stepping down, and he did announce that he will not be seeking re-election, raised the question whether Senator Bernie Sanders will endorse the state's lone congressional representative, Peter Welch, or allow an open primary to play out. So there is a candidate who's strongly considering running and has said, if Bernie endorses Peter Welch, who is the House member at large for Vermont, I will not be running because there's no point. He's going to win. But, and this lady is a pretty left-wing lady who, you know, would broadly share Bernie Sanders' politics. It is a very, very interesting to see. In the end of the day, he did not go with it. He did not decide, or, well, we don't know what he's going to do, actually. He is, not to give you the impression, but it'll be interesting to see what he's going to go with, is really what I meant to say. So Welch is a Democrat. He's known to be planning a run if Leahy, to replace Leahy if and when he retires. Sanders endorses Welch. He formally kind of forecloses any challenge from the left. And State Representative Tanya Wyhofsky is also contemplating a run for Senate. So if Leahy steps down, but told The Intercept she won't do so if Sanders gets behind Welch. So Leahy has stepped down. The question, and we're pretty sure that Welch is going to run. He's the, again, he's the main representative. But the question is, will Tanya Wyhofsky run if Sanders, you know, and it all comes down to Sanders' endorsement here. So pretty much if she goes, if he goes behind Welch, if he stays, or if he stays out of it, that will just, or if, even better yet, if he endorses Tanya Wyhofsky, who kind of broadly shares Bernie's politics, he will pretty much stay in. So that is going to be, or she will pretty much stay in. So meanwhile, Welch and Sanders, they're much closer personally than they are politically. So Sanders, if Sanders does freeze the field by endorsing Welch, it would come out of personal loyalty rather than as a way to advance his political revolution. So his penchant for loyalty, though, was on very much noted display during the presidential campaign. He would often tell his staffers when, you know, when they pressured him to go attack Joe Biden, that, you know, Joe Biden is a friend, you know? I don't want to attack him. He's a good guy, you know, I don't want to, you know, he's not worth it, you know? He's not corrupt, all that kind of stuff. Where I think with Hillary, he really believed it, and that was what kind of made those attacks land so effectively. And cause one thing about Bernie, he's just unable, like, I think really, he is unable to be, like, you know, kind of say something he just does not believe. He just didn't believe it, which was the real problem. And I think really it's going to be an interesting test to see how strong and exactly where the progressive movement is, especially in electoral politics, because right now, like, what they have is pretty much a free Senate seat. Like, that is up. So if Tanya Wyhofsky, I don't know exactly how to say it. If she apparently she shares Senator Sanders' politics. I don't know too much about her, but if we're getting someone who kind of broadly shares Senator Sanders' politics in there and getting someone who isn't out, like, that is a huge victory at the Senate level, because there's not a lot of progressives on the Senate. It's a very, very moderate place. And if someone like her can just be put in there at the Senate level, or not put in there. I mean, if Peter Welch runs, it's definitely going to be a very, very tough primary. But, you know, this is going to be a real opportunity for Bernie Sanders to prove that he was actually serious. And he has been completely taken advantage of on this reconciliation bill. Just, like, kind of, you know, first, it was very, very funny to, like, kind of notice how, like, they included him so much in the process at the very, very beginning. They're like, we're going to work with Bernie. Like, he's getting a real seat at the table as the head of the budget committee. But so slowly, they just walked it right back. Like, that is definitely a very, very noticeable part. And something that, again, people should be storing up. People should be taking note of these things, because that is what happens when Democrats are, for better or worse, when Democrats are in power. This is how they treat people, you know, to the left. You know, look at how they treat people to the right, and, you know, take note, because this stuff is going to come back, and it's going to be a big, big kind of consistent thing. All right, so let's get into this a little bit more here. If Sanders does freeze the field, it's going to be very, very interesting. So Leahy and Sanders, though, however, are pretty big forces in Vermont. Asked by The Intercept if he planned to endorse a candidate or allow the race to play out. Leahy recently said he was not ready to take a public statement either way. Sanders historically has taken large amounts of time to make endorsement. Vermont political observers and those around Sanders are unsure if he'll endorse Welch, and a Sanders spokesperson declined to comment. So this, again, is showing, like, will you show the Democratic establishment respect and, you know, decency that they will never show you? Like, this is a question that people on the left have continuously answered yes to, I think, much to my chagrin. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what Bernie Sanders does here now, because, you know, if the situation was reversed, there would not be any hesitation about, oh, should we let, you know, kind of a moderate or, you know, a left-wing person kind of, like, slide in here. Like, they would be able to close it down. Moderates would be, if they had the chance, if they were in the position that Senator Sanders is in here. And to top it off, so Welch here, apparently he's a friend of Bernie, but he's in, better yet, a pretty ridiculous scandal here, which should be, I think, more of a lead in this story. Welch was caught up in a scandal recently when the Washington Post and 60 Minutes revealed he was one of the three Democrats who pushed for a law that tied Drug Enforcement Administration's hands when it came to going after pill mills fueling the opioid epidemic, which was and still is raging in Vermont. So this is a guy who is someone who was, as it later emerged, trading stocks in companies involved with the legislation, including buying hundreds of thousands worth of Rite Aid stock as the company lobbied for the law. So these pill mills that are single-handedly fueling the opioid crisis in his state, are now, like, he is lobbying on behalf of them because he's investing in their company, like, these companies. Like, so he is fueling the opioid crisis pretty much for his personal gain in his state. And Bernie Sanders may or may not endorse him. Like, this should be just a complete no-brainer. Do not endorse. And if anything, endorse Tanya Vyshovsky, who is running against, I keep saying her name differently every time. I'm so sorry, Tanya. But who's running against? Like, show some backbone. You're getting owned here from all sides. And one of the areas where he's getting owned is with Elon Musk, of all people. You know, someone who is, you know, the richest person in the world. Broadly gets it by conning people, manipulating people, manipulating the markets, things like that. Not out of any, you know, kind of great inventions, like, you know, cars that catch fire, or, you know, one, you know, stupid tunnel through Los Angeles that's never going to happen or whatever. Anyway, Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO, he took aim, sitting on NBC News here, took aim at Bernie Sanders over this weekend after the lawmakers demand the wealthy pay their fair share. Not even talking about Elon Musk here. Sanders, an advocate for redistributing wealth, tweeted Saturday that we must demand the extremely wealthy pay their fair share. Musk fired back at the Vermont Independent, writing, quote, "I keep forgetting that you're still alive." And, you know, this is a lot of people made jokes about this, you know, comparing, like, this, what he would say to, you know, the people and the emerald mines in apartheid South Africa, where his family made his fortune, or, you know, his six children or anything else like that. You know, that's what he would keep, you know, people would say that's what he would say to those various groups of people. But really what I think this shows is a really messed up culture in this country. He later goes on to talk about, want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word. You know, I've talked about on my other podcast, Newsflash, about how this was very much a maneuver to get out of paying more taxes. Because, you know, the thing with Elon Musk, just look one inch behind the surface and you see how everything is just a complete and total PR stunt and fraud. But anyway, so he even went on to say, Bernie is a taker, I'm a maker, or something like that, which is kind of ridiculous because this, you may have seen this article online, this is 2015 from the LA Times, Elon Musk's growing empire is fueled by $4.9 billion, this is again in 2015, but it's way more now, $4.9 billion in government subsidies. So exactly who is taking from who? You know, a lot of these billionaires, especially Elon Musk, so much of that is built off of the, you know, electric vehicle credits market, selling that. And that is a big reason why Tesla is such a profitable company. It's not necessarily the cars. It's really so much the manipulation of the market. You know, these various things that Tesla can do to be profitable, to be successful. And that is really one of the most insidious parts of it all. And again, Bernie, you know, at this point, it really, you know, it shows you, like, a place like China, where their billionaires actually, I don't know, respect the government. Like, Jack Ma, he learned his lesson, you know? Imagine if Elon Musk tweeted that at Xi Jinping or someone like that, or an elder in the Communist Party. They would not be acting up. Like, Elon knows where his bread is buttered, and is not with the people in the United States government, that is for sure. Yeah, someone should teach these billionaires a little bit more respect. That's just me. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us. You got another great hour coming up, getting a trip around the world. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same place next week. Hope you listen. The podcast will be wherever you get it, under the Spencer Walsh Show, under the Spencer Walsh Radio Network. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for listening.